Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So it's not time for Mike Pence. I'm wondering if it was ever going to get to be the time for Mike Pence. He was never able to get a lot of traction, obviously, and has now suspended his presidential campaign, effective immediately. And, you know, Mike Pence, of course, I think just not able to go against the popularity of Donald Trump. And a lot of this is going to be sort of in retrospect and hindsight. There'll be a lot of figuring out about a lot of these different candidates. And we don't know what might happen with some of these different candidates at this point. But Mike Pence saying he's out. He's out of the race for sure. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning on the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine on the broadcast this morning. You can also go to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message for myself or Denise Simon. Of course, we're going to get back here with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. And by the way, I think on the intro of the program, we're hearing 1-877-969-8600. Of course, we've got a brand new number, as I just mentioned, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, and we'd be glad to hear from you as we broadcast out to our home station, our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. And then also, of course, out to all of our great affiliates across the country, wherever you're listening from. If you're on 101.5 KDON in Las Vegas, if you're on the mighty 710 KNUS, in Denver, Colorado, we want to hear from you. And if you're listening on AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia, we want to hear from you. We've got all kinds of great affiliates. We're going to continue to be giving shout-outs to them as we go through the program, as we go through the week, and we hope to hear from you. So once again, without further ado, let's head over and talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, you know, during the break, we did hear about Mike Pence. And before we get back to talking about what's happening in Israel, because they are making a lot more, you know, they're making more forays, of course, into Gaza, striking many, many targets, we understand. But what do you think of the significance right now? Mike Pence is dropping out of the race. Are we going to see others file suit? Or follow suit.
Well,
they're going to follow suit.
Yeah. Larry Elder already did.
Right.
You know, I think Mike Pence knew that he was never going to be a serious candidate. I think he got into the race, one, to motivate the evangelical Christians. The other piece is that I think he attempted to try and clear the air in his mind of January the 6th and, you know, whether Trump could have or something else could have been done when they challenged elections on the House or the Senate floor. So I think that's really what he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was really his only reason for throwing his hat in the ring. Again, I don't think he really thought that he was ever a serious candidate.
Well, I think he had some real missteps in both of the debates. where he kind of was like a Mike Pence we had never seen before, or we didn't understand this
there
Mike
was
Pence.
There's an anger there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like somebody told him, I want you to go out there, and I want you to, like get really aggressive about this stuff, and that just wasn't in his character.
No, but he also had nothing to lose. He was losing anyway.
Right. And he made a terrible joke. You know about his wife being a teacher and everything. He just all that
the
just fell.
Every night,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah, this just fell flat. Like you wouldn't believe. I mean, this was and nobody sat around the table and said, "Don't say that. That doesn't sound good. It's bad." Right.
Well, he tried. He wasn't any good at that.
Right. Exactly. Well, of course, you never know too. Now, if you're seeing some of these other candidates. The governor of South Dakota, Burgum, exactly, yeah.
Hutchinson.
Asa Hutchinson, exactly. We might see a much different makeup for the next debate, but the next debate, of course, everything's changed. It's a whole different ball game. And I'm wondering if, like, Vivek Ramaswamy can sort of stay in what he's sort of already brought about, because this is outside of his bailiwick so much.
He's really self-funded. If it comes to money, money's not really a problem, except if you have to meet the threshold, if you have to have... You know, so many donors, and you have to have to be at a certain point in the polls, and all those other kinds of things. So, we'll see how that one plays.
Right, right. But again, we're seeing, I think, a real sea change, and I think even what the American voter is going to be looking for, because this war can expand. We've got all kinds of military hardware over there, and Lord only knows what the next thing is going to happen tomorrow. I mean, so some of these candidates are going to have a hard time speaking to that, I think.
Well, this conflict has changed the dynamics for sure. We're learning more and more here about the bad policy decisions and the mistakes of the Biden administration when it comes to how they were dealing with Iran. But not just that, it also included how many Semites he's got on his payroll.
Indeed. Stay right there, Denise, folks. Stay right there as well. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through, rocket through the Monday edition of the program. We're going to be talking again here with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. We do have a couple of callers that are patiently waiting on the line there. So we're going to talk with our callers here in a moment as well. But first, I want to let you know that AM 860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorga live on November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. So get tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024. It's live November 14th coming up. And so, again, tickets are available now at theanswertampa.com, brought to you by Wired Differently. And, Denise, that sounds like that's going to be quite a time as well. All these great Salem hosts and a lot going on, and Todd Saylor as well.
Sounds like a good one.
It sure does. It really does. Well, we do have a couple of callers hanging on the line, but I wanted to ask you this question real briefly, and that is, you know, what we started talking about when you first came on the program this morning, with how widespread this is now, this anti-Semitism, and people actually going after trying to find Jews. I mean, this is really horrific. So where is the off-ramp for this war? What would have to happen? You know, I know I'm oversimplifying, but what would have to happen for this to stop at some point?
You know, I've asked myself that question. I don't know that I can answer that one. I'm usually not in that situation. I usually feel like I can have some kind of a solution here, but
Well, I think your answer is the right answer, though. We don't know. It's so difficult to tell. There's no easy way about this.
No, there's not an easy way at all. And, you know, as I said, you know, the Jews are the hunted. And now we have seen with what happened over the weekend, worldwide, I might add, this is no longer exclusively an Israel problem.
Right.
This is a global problem.
Right. Yeah, see, that was kind of the genesis of my question anyway. And you put it much better than I did there just a moment ago. But that's the idea. It's all over the place right now. And it's like now you're going to have people fighting each other, you know, I mean, like in the streets. I mean, this is crazy.
And they are. That's precisely what we're happening. I mean, Tulane, NYU, you know, airports, you know, France. I mean, it's a worldwide problem, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and head over to line one. I think we got Backgammon Bob calling in this morning. Backgammon Bob, is that you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good morning.
Got a little different take on this.
Okay.
Yes. I think the one thing mainly people are not emphasizing enough is this is actually a religious issue. And if you look at the I've seen where the Muslims have in their some of them have say, first we're going to get rid of the Saturday people, which means the Jews can go to church on Saturday. Then we're going to get rid of the Sunday people. And what they've managed to do is they have managed to designate the Jews as being evil. They've turned it around and turned and as if the Jews are the evil ones, and then that has devalued their life of being Jewish. The second thing I noticed too is that the a bunch of place where the relief supplies are being attacked by thousands of people, and they broke in and got a lot of the relief supplies. So some of the people over in Palestine are, I think, going against the mosque thing, which I think we're probably hoarding the relief supplies. And basically what they've done is they've turned the Hamas or the almost like the Jews are like the Nazis. They've turned them into the modern Nazis. They're claiming the Jews are acting like the Nazis and committing genocide and stuff. Anyway, what do you think, Denise?
I can't argue with any of that. That's precisely right. You know,
you got it.
Yeah, it's this. Yeah, it's very. This is very crazy. I mean, I've seen video earlier this morning. You know, of the people clashing in the streets, evidently in New Orleans. You know, so this is really, really terrible. Backgammon Bob, thanks so much.
Well, I think the only thing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing they can do is you've got to tell the both sides of the story and tell exactly what happened and the motivation behind what Hamas is doing and what is really happening with the Jews. The fact is Hamas is the one that has totally attacked them and the reason for their response and stuff. And that's the only thing I think they can do to get the information out. All right, that's it.
All right, thanks so much, Backgammon Bob. Denise, we've got another caller on line too. Would you like to take the caller?
Yep.
Okay,
let's
here we
do
go.
It.
Line two. I think this is Mary in St. Pete.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
I would like to ask that it looks as if you do have a divided America, and that's going to be hard to get past on even doubting or touting local politics because of the division that you have. In our own country, probably the best thing you can do as an American is to hold on very tightly to your Second Amendment right, because it's coming over here. It's already over here. So you need to watch that Second Amendment right to hold guns because these other countries lost theirs. The other thing I wanted to say, just real quick off the subject a little bit, as the diversion from everything else, it looks like Starlight satellites keep on going up in the air. I think yesterday they released about 22 more into space. And I was just wondering about the web of Starlink satellites that are covering the whole globe, so to speak. You can't imagine who would control that system. You can either make it a really good system or you can make it a really bad system. So I wanted to know if you knew anything about that, Denise. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary and St. Pete. Appreciate the call very much.
I'm assuming that Mary is actually talking about
I think Elon Musk. I believe so, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, he had made a statement couple of days ago that he was in fact going to provide Gaza or Hamas, because it is Gaza, with the Starlink system, because he didn't feel like the people needed to be cut off from communications. I was a little angry at that one. I actually happened to send him a tweet, not that he necessarily read it, or an X or whatever it is, but that, you know, it's like, dude, you know, get with the program, because just about anybody over in the Gaza region that you know, really wants to communicate, they have another SIM card. So they take out their SIM card, they put in this other one, and they bounce their communications off Israeli towers. Mm-hmm. So they don't need Starlink.
Right.
But interestingly enough, when it comes to that, it's just as I was going to bed last night, here comes a New York Times article, and I didn't read it. I just looked at the headlines, and it really made me so mad as I was going to sleep, because it says, gee, these people, because Israel turned off the communications in Gaza, these people have been without communications and able to talk to anybody using their cell phones for 34 hours. 34 hours of fear. The blackout that cut Gaza off from the world. And I want to go, you know, shut up. What do you think people do in hurricanes? You know, the last one that came close, you know, that I was affected in, we were without not only cell phones, in a lot of cases, but internet for 5 days. So shut up, New York Times.
that's very well put, Denise, I think. I tell you what, we're going to hit the break here. We've got line three, and we've also got line one holding. So callers, if you will be patient and hold on through this bottom of the hour break, we're going to bring you on right when we come back from this short break. So Denise Simon, hold on. Callers, hold on. Listeners, hold on. We're all going to be back in just a moment. 949-822-7959. Give us a call.
Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Israeli military aircrafts attacked about 150 underground targets in the northern Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas terrorists were killed, while underground combat zones and other underground terrorist infrastructures were also destroyed. More than 8,700 people have been killed in the war since the October 7th attack.
The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson's comments were echoed by Texas Republican and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul.
Because the need is so urgent now in Israel, start with Israel first and then deal with the other as a separate measure. We'll have that on the House floor this week.
In a surprise announcement during a speech at a Republican Jewish coalition event on Saturday, Mike Pence has dropped out of the race for the presidential election.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The wind event in Southern California continues. I think it's intensifying, if you ask me. But we continue to have those Santa Ana winds, everybody. And, yes, it did demolish my garden shed. It did. And it was on its last legs anyway, so now I have to get a new garden shed. But if that's all that happens, at least in my area, then I'll live with that. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Go to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, of course, as we mentioned, we continue with Denise Simon on the line. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Good morning. And of course, check her website out at founderscode.com. She's also got links there for the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and a lot of great articles as well. And Denise, let's go ahead and take a caller here. Line number three was in order here, and then we'll go to line one here in a moment. But line three, you are on the program. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Yes. Kyle? Yes. We are here.
Yeah. My name is Neil. I'm from Henderson.
Oh, yes. Neil from Henderson. Good morning. Yes. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to express an opinion. First, good riddance to Mike Pence. I wish Nikki Haley would follow him out the door. Can we pay her some cash just to get out of here? You know, go home, please.
Yeah, to actually sort of subsidize her to not campaign.
Maybe she'll accept Bitcoin. I don't know. Just get her out of here, you know? let me move on. I do have a question for Denise.
Okay.
But first, I just want to inject an opinion. I refuse to allow religion to define this war that Israel has to fight on behalf of the world community. You know, this is not about, this is about first destroying terrorism. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're destroying Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, whatever, ISIS, the whole, you know, they've got to be eliminated, okay? It's, in my opinion, religion is a distraction, okay? This is a threat to humanity. It's a threat to the global community. A concern I have is this. I might have mentioned this last week. I get the impression Iran is trying to expand this into a war of attrition. I do know Israel is very well equipped. They're really very well trained. I just don't know if they have the manpower to, you know, fight a two-front, three-front war for an extended period of time. Maybe they can target surgically with their special ops teams, without sending infantry in there. I don't know if you could do that. I'm sure they've got a plan, but, you know, the priority, you know, is that Hamas, there's no coexistence with Hamas, either in Israel or globally. That's my opinion.
Interesting. Good question. What do you think, Denise?
Well, Israel, it's not a matter of really manpower on the ground. They've got a lot of very interesting hidden technologies that they'll use. And I would argue a lot of it will have to do with electronic warfare. As far as a two-front, they really won't have to do that, although they're doing some of it now. But the United States has been expecting Iran, and, including Hezbollah, to do exactly what they're doing, which is the reason that we have two complete aircraft carrier units, battle groups there, along with several other naval assets. But we also have flown some very good aircraft over there that has some fascinating technology aboard. So we are, in fact, assisting Israel every way we can. We have got advisors, but, you know, it kind of scares me when we send military advisors over there because I think our own Pentagon's kind of compromised. But nonetheless.
I wanted to check one other thing. The big picture, okay, we all know what the big picture is. And I'm sure Hamas and their leadership, the Iranian Ayatollahs, whoever they are, they understand what's going on in the big picture. We've just, and I'm saying this, no more aid to Ukraine, okay? There's got to be a detachment, okay? Ukraine and Israel cannot be commingled, period, okay? No more aid to Ukraine, okay? Again, this gets to my theory of a war of attrition. Hamas knows what's going on. We've given Ukraine $150 billion, plus, from what I understand, all the equipment that we left on the field in Afghanistan, Bagram Air Force Base, when Biden pulled out. I'm understanding that Hamas, these terrorist organizations, are now in possession of this equipment. Okay, that's another factor.
Right.
But, okay, there's Ukraine. They know about the illegal immigration nightmare that's taking place in our country now.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressing our resources, Israel's resources.
The timing, it's all timing.
We're getting no assistance.
Well,
it's timing, and they know what the timing is, and they're trying to They're opportunists, is what I'm seeing.
And rightly so. If that's the way you want to destroy the West, then they're doing it, and they're doing it well.
And I tell you what, we appreciate the call, Neil, very much. The only thing, we've got one other caller that's hanging on. We actually got a couple, and I want to give Denise a chance to respond to them as well. But we appreciate your call very much. Call back anytime. All right. There was Neil.
Next call?
Yeah, so here we go. Line one, you're on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, Anthony from Tampa. You're on with Denise. Good morning.
Yeah. What we see on college campuses are pretty much the product of the school of lower education that's teaching these numbskulls erroneous and flawed history. We go back to the Abrahamic covenant.
Yep.
You know, this is a religious matter. When you look at it, before 1948, who fell from Arab countries? Jews were dispelled, placed, thrown out.
So, Anthony, unfortunately, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Can you give us another level?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better, much better.
Yeah, who wanted the Arabs to leave Israeli territories? But the Arabs themselves, and now, how are the Palestinians in a dire straits? No Arab country wants to take them in. Egypt doesn't want them. Iraq doesn't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. So these classes, these teachers, professors, and these are teaching these numbskulls erroneous history. You know, let's get the facts straight. And the media is not doing anybody any favor by suppressing the truth. So the Jews have always been the scapegoats of persecution throughout history. So we can't rule out religion. You know, Muhammad had a certain friendliness with Jews and Christians until they didn't want to submit to his theorizing, and then he turned on him, abrogated the Quran, and that's where the passages of violence towards Jews came into play. So it's all religion, you know. Muslims, Islam is contrary and hateful toward Jews. It's just flat out the way it is. And so for people to say, get into the secular mindset, excluding religion in this matter, it's totally wrong. You can't divorce the two.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Anthony in Tampa. We appreciate it. Denise, we got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
When you've got countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar that have paid to put things like Middle Eastern studies into our universities, what do you think the outcome's going to be? And how much of these professors at University of Arizona to UCLA, Stanford, Columbia, Harvard, Colgate, you know, the rest of them, these professors are getting interesting and happy stipends from these countries, too. So this is not a new thing. It really began under the Obama administration.
Well, Denise Simon, thanks so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. FoundersCode.com.
Good deal.
All right.
Thank you.
And caller holding on the line. I'm sorry to leave you there, but you got to head on to Chris Murkowski. If you have a question for Chris Murkowski, stay on the line with us. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959, that's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning here on the broadcast as we go through the overnights all across America. And we hope that you have some great plans this week. It is Monday, so I suppose Happy Monday would be in order. But, you know, here's the thing. We really mean it. We absolutely really mean it. We hope that you're having a great morning and that you will have a great week. And, folks, we're going to talk about having a great week. We're going to start out the week here talking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, here we are. It is the start, hopefully, of what's going to be a great week. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about to start off, you know, all of the division that we're seeing right now, these terrible stories about people, one came out of a Russian republic where they stormed the airplane, went to the hotel, they're looking for Israelis, they're looking for Jews. This is very scary. And then, of course, these big demonstrations, we haven't seen something this divisive since the riots and so forth. But what do you think is going to happen with companies? Are we going to start seeing companies taking a stand like pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinian? Or what do you think?
I think companies have probably learned their lesson to some degree after, you know, a lot of the woke stuff we've seen And actually going back to the Black Lives Matter and riots and all that happened, that it didn't turn out too well for them. So I think that they're going to probably remain, on the sidelines with this. And I'm going to be honest with you, for the most part, it's one of the things that, it bothers me about, a lot of a corporation, okay, is a tax ID number and a logo. That's what a corporation is. Tax, we try to, have to equate them with actual, beings. Yes, they have people that write them. They have customers that come from both sides. There was a great line by Michael Jordan, it was like years ago, when he was asked about, about his life. He didn't get involved in politics or anything like that. And he had a funny line. He said, Republicans buy sneakers too. And I think there's certain things that maybe corporations should get involved in. And I think there's other things that they should remain on the sidelines. Everything should not be politicized. And I think, like I said, we've learned from the over-politicization of various different things that happen in this country, it actually hurts companies' bottom line.
Yeah, I completely agree because, it just it pigeonholes everything and it makes people uncomfortable. But yet, the division that we see, even in just an office where you work in an office, it can get pretty intense. So hopefully, as you're saying, I think people and companies especially have sort of learned their lesson.
It's the problem with our country as a whole right now is the inability to the other side and understand that other people might have a different opinion. You may disagree with that, not having an open ear to listen to somebody else, where it goes from zero to 100 instantaneously. That's never a way to go. And you've been involved in radio a long time, myself included. And when I used to do, I had a morning program and an evening program and was a drive time and call in show, I would take the people that disagreed with me first. However, as soon as they start getting nasty and it starts becoming name calling and it doesn't become a Socratic type of a debate where you can't have a conversation with somebody, you move on because that conversation is going nowhere. Nothing is going to come out of that.
Well, no, I completely agree again, and you're right, because otherwise, you're no longer exchanging information, it's just getting louder, and we see this happening so much. Well, on the business side of things, or the economy side of things, Goldman Sachs CEO is now saying that the Federal Reserve may not be done rate hiking. We keep hearing stuff like this. I mean, are they going to learn their lesson here to stop raising the rates so quickly?
I think people have kind of lost faith in the Federal Reserve. And it was funny last week, CEO J.P. Morgan was basically echoing what I've been saying for a long period of time. Does it matter if they raise the rates another quarter point? Does it really matter at all? And he said, you know what? These are the same people that were so far off. They were 100% wrong not too long ago when, again, here, I've got my firm, I've got my radio show and my podcast. We were 100% right. How were we able to see it when all of these wizard smart economists with their PhDs, they couldn't see that inflation was getting out of control? I put no faith in it. Yet we parade these people around again and again and again, even they're consistently wrong. I don't make decisions based upon what the Federal Reserve does, but I don't put my company in the position or my household in a position where I'm going to be affected by higher rates. Can it affect businesses adversely? Sure, it can, but you have to be able to deal with it. You can't let actions by the Fed lead to ruin. And if they do, in regards to your business is over-leveraged.
Indeed. What do you think about what the United Auto Workers, they've evidently got a contractual agreement now with Ford Motor Company. They've got $8.1 billion in company manufacturing investments, but they're still talking with General Motors, the UAW is. Is there any end in sight for this, or do you think they're finally coming to agreements here, or to at least a meeting of the minds?
I haven't seen the nuances of the contracts, the way things are going, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know if you know, some sort of deal was cut, you know, behind the scenes, because basically these automakers, you're starting to see them pull back from all the promises they're making with EVs. You know, they can't pay these contracts and continue to run their businesses the way that they are and lose the money that they are on vehicles like they have been. They can't do it. So they're going to have to go in another direction. Either that, or I don't know if we're going to have to bail them out again. We're already seeing, you know, various different windmill producers and whatnot. They're already asking for bailouts. So I quite frankly, I don't know, because the numbers just don't add up.
Well, Chris, we got time to take at least one call here. We've had a caller hanging on here for a little bit. Let's go ahead and take the call. Line 2, you're on with Chris Markowski. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from? Line 2, you are there. Well, maybe they put their phone down, perhaps. But at any rate, wanted to give them a chance there, of course. But Chris, yeah, there is so much going on now, especially in terms of consumer spending. I saw something late last week that, you know, it's really starting to get tight and people are starting to make real decisions about spending. You know, they may spend, for example, they may spend to have their kids get braces, but they won't spend to have their own dental work done, kind of thing, because they're trying to prioritize.
Well, you always should be everybody's pretty much in a set of prioritizing. Everybody has their own budgets, and you have to pick and choose your expenses. And obviously, the expenses that everybody has to choose first and foremost is obviously the necessities, the things that are most important. And, you know, obviously, you're always putting your kids first, and then you obviously have the things that you have to spend money on every single day, which has gotten, you know, quite expensive. You know, we keep hearing about, oh, you know, the consumer's holding on. You know, like I said, I'm not buying that. You know, I'm buying the fact that money is being spent on items that people need to have to have, and you could just take a look at it and just the credit card numbers. I mean, if this was the case, I mean, why is credit card debt so high?
Indeed. Well, and here's a kind of a left field sort of political question. Gavin Newsom went to China. Sounds like the beginning of some song. Gavin Newsom went to China or something like this. But he went to China and he met with President Xi. Do you think this is all starting to build some street cred if he runs for president to say, I went to China and talked to President Xi?
Probably. I mean, more than likely. I mean, I understand that. I mean, there's obviously a lot of business being done. Obviously, you know, the California ports are obviously getting a lot of ships from China on a regular basis. I mean, so, the, you know, there's a lot, obviously, you know, transactions being done between those, you know, the state of California and China. But, yeah, I do think that that's the case. But, again, you know, based upon Gavin Newsom's record, I don't see it. I don't see how in the world that he wins on a, you know, national scale, but, you know, I've been wrong before in regards to it. It's sad but true. I have the opposite belief system that Limbaugh had when it came to the American voter. Limbaugh always used to say, I've got confidence in the American voter. I don't. I go the exact opposite. I don't have confidence in the American story.
Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Hear him on AM860 as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thanks. Take care. All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
You're listening to...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.